you on the show. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Does that mean Monty's not there?
No, Dave's here. I'm here. What do you mean by that?
I thought it was supposed to be a pleasure.
I was going to compliment you on your work on Root Sports this weekend, you know?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's pretty nice of you to say.
Did it feel good to get back in the saddle, get back on the TV?
Yeah, it was fun. I hadn't actually done the sideline stuff before, so that was kind of, it was a nice change of pace, and, the reason wasn't the best reason on earth, but I think, it was a battle for Mark Stutz's father, and he finally passed away, so that's not always a happy reason to get to do something.
Tracy, Walt Weiss was on the Jim Rome show earlier today, and he mentioned that, Nolan Arenado, he's a little biased, might be the best player in the big leagues, and I know Bryce Harper's off to a great start, but total package, and listen, Nolan's not near as polarizing as Bryce Harper is, but boy, Nolan came up big yesterday, and he's been doing it all season. What do you make of those comments? Obviously, he's biased, but he's definitely up there, isn't he?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know how much more complete you want a player to be. I mean, I know he doesn't get ranked in the top five third baseman in baseball by all the intelligentsia, but, I mean, figure it this way. He's won 3 gold gloves. He hasn't been in the big league 3 full seasons. That's voted on by coaches and managers, right?
Right.
Just the people who watch him play. Mm-hmm. Last year he won the Silver Slugger as the best offensive third baseman in baseball. That's voted on by the coaches and the managers. So they determined that he's the best offensive third baseman and the best defensive third baseman in the National League. And he was voted to the All-Star team, not by the fans, but by his peers last year. So I don't really know that you could say that he's not the best player in the game. I mean, everything that anybody who's in uniform decides upon, he gets the vote. And I think if you talk to the Cubs people after yesterday, why would you try to sneak a fastball inside on him?
not a good idea.
His hands are so quick. It's impressive.
Tracy, I know we're just in April still, but that was a pretty impressive series for the Rockies to take 2-3 at the Cubs, and they got good pitching from Bettis and Chatwood. They ran into Arrieta on Saturday, but even with a spot start for that guy, I thought they held their own. Again, it's early, but that was a lot of good signs for the Rockies in that series. Would you agree?
Oh, I agree totally. I think the thing that you look at is you go to Arizona, where they've had trouble over the years with a team that's supposed to be a pretty good team, right? They went 2 out of 3 there. They screw up against the Padres, they lose 2 out of 3. The Giants, when the Giants came to town last weekend, they were the hottest team in baseball last week. They took 2 out of 3 from the Giants. And then they go into Chicago, which was 8-1 when they got there, and they took 2 out of 3 from the Cubs. So, I mean, I think it does say something at least at this stage of the season. They're playing teams that are considered to be upper echelon teams, and they've held their own. Now, they need to go to Cincinnati, and they need to continue that. They don't need to pull another San Diego.
Tracy Ringlesby joining us here in the Sports Zone. Tracy, you were talking about Gags mentioned Bettis and Chatwood. Would you say that those two have been the most consistent starters for the Rockies and maybe their two best starting pitchers right now?
Well, I think they're going to be for a while, at least until Hoffman and Cintaraza, how do you say his name? The kid that's a double-A, until those two guys get here. Because those two guys are really special, too. I've said that from the start that I really thought those two guys were going to be the guys that made the difference in this ball club this year. Because they're going to push De La Rosa back to the back part of the rotation. And I think at that point he becomes a much more effective pitcher.
I was going to ask you about Jorge because it seems like you can get 4-5 really decent innings out of him before he completely fades. What's kind of going on with him early on this season, do you think?
Well, he just has to get back and do the things he's capable of doing. I mean, I guess that would be the best way to put it. And we'll see what happens. I mean, he's got He's got to take a step forward and get it. He's capable. They've seen that before, and I think you'll see him get into a pretty good spin at some point in time along the way here. I haven't given up on him. I just think that his consistency is stuck there. It's very difficult to say, hey, this guy's the best guy that we've got. He's always going to be a guy that you kind of hold your breath a little bit. He's not afraid to pitch a Coors Field. I think that's the biggest thing with him. But he's also not a guy that if I had to win a game, he would be the guy that I necessarily want.
John Gray back with the team. I think he's on the trip to Cincinnati, but it looks like he's going to start on Friday in against Los Angeles at home.
Yeah, they're going to put him through a few workouts, and they want to make sure that he's doing okay. And if he is, then they'll activate him here. If not, they'll send him down and let him go ahead and make one more shot at the minor leagues. I think all anticipation is he will be just fine, and that's why they're. That's why they're moving
at
this point.
Trace, I think you can tell me whether you agree or not, but...
Oh, I don't know.
I know. I think Castro may be the biggest and best surprise, at least to most of the fans, so far this year when you look at the pitching staff, simply because he comes in, if they can get to the eighth inning, and, you know, I know their closer that was so good last year is still out, and probably won't be back to what, mid-July or so. But
yeah, we'll see what McGee's like by then, because he may well take it all over and say, no, this is going to be my job. So that'll all be interesting to see.
But Castro, you get to the eighth inning. Every time I've seen him pitch in the eighth, and I know he had problems last year. He's only what, 20 or 21 years old or something.
Yeah.
He was brutal on the Cubs yesterday in the eighth inning.
Yeah, and you know, he's a kid that I think they tried to jump him from A ball to being the closer in Toronto on opening day last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might have been a little overwhelming, but that's the type of stuff that that he had. You know, I mean, when you're trying to do that, it's because you're overly impressed with the guy's arm set. And I don't think to get him and Hoffman both in that deal for Tulowitzki is pretty huge, because Hoffman has a chance to be, he'll move in ahead of both Chatwood and Bettis at some point. Those guys will go back to 2 and 3, and you put him in there, and I think he'll be up at some point this year. And all of a sudden, you get those two guys, you've got, you know, Castro at the back end of the rotation, or the bullpen there. You start to get a little more formidable. You've got guys that just can overpower hitters, and that's always important.
Are major league pitchers catching up with Trevor Story, or is just, you know, it's hard to hit at his level anyways, but with the great start he was at, he's kind of fallen back down. Is this just something just evening out now?
Yeah, I think it's just evening out. I mean, let's get back to the basics. I mean, this is a guy, and he's never hit more than 20 home runs in the minor leagues. I mean, I think a lot of people were getting awful excited about him because of the early success, but I think that was probably unfair to him to a degree. But I think he'll be a good shortstop, he'll be a good player, but he wasn't going to hit 242 home runs this year. And, you know, the signs you see that you have to like about him is that after the two triples that he was robbed of home runs at Coors Field, they call it now the Bradish barrier. He came back in the ninth inning of that game in an important situation, and he singled the right field, which is what he does. You know, he hits in the middle of the field. He didn't get frustrated over that. The other day against Arrieta, he struck him out three times, came up the last time, he doubled into the right field corner. So he continues to stay focused on what he has to do to be successful. And I think as long as you keep seeing that, the other parts don't worry you that much about him, because he understands what he is as a hitter. He's not trying to get carried away or do too much. So I don't think you'll see him get into a prolonged slump. I think when the year's over, he'll between 270 and 280, and he'll probably have right about 20, 22 home runs. I mean, that's what he's going to hit. I mean, it's been fun. It was a great piece of excitement for the opening week of the season, but you also have to take a step back and remember what he's capable of doing and not try to overbuild it.
Let me ask you a question about the catching position. I know you've got to go, but Hundley is on the concussion 7-day disabled list right now. But the young catcher that they brought up he looks just amazing. What happens when Hundley comes back?
I think Hundley will continue to get the time that Wolfers is given a chance to force his way into more playing time. And it will be easier to do it because last year I think it might be the first time Hundley ever caught 100 games in a season. That's never, he's never really been a guy to go out day in and day out. And so all of a sudden now you have a left-handed batter that you could share time with Hundley behind home plate. And I think all that would do is strengthen the team. For converted infielder, there was designated for assignment and claimed off waivers the first week of spring training. I think Mr. Walters is doing a great job. The pitchers really enjoyed. He gives a real low target. And that also helps probably get a few strikes from the umpires because there's not an obstruction. There's not an obstruction when they're trying to see the play.
All right. Good stuff, as always. Thank you so much, Tracy. We appreciate it. Where are you at this week?
I'm in Gulf Country. I just got back.
All right. So you're in Wyoming all week.
Yeah. I can listen to Dave every day because I don't have to go to Denver.
Hey, good to have you back. Thank you for joining us again, Tracy.
All right, guys. I'll see you later.
Great. See you.
There you go. The Hall of Famer with you.